The second area of importance that determines our success in working with submodality interventions is universal experiences and our ability to elicit universal experiences from our client. So universal experience is a highly generalized experience that has lots of meaning associated to it, and it evokes a universal response. So for instance, there's the experience of being at the traffic lights, having nobody in front of you when you're in your car, and the lights turning to green. Without even thinking about it, you take your foot off the brake, you put your foot on the accelerator, and you drive away. Likewise, if you're driving along in your car, and you see a red traffic light in front of you, even without thinking about it, you put your foot on the brake and you stop. So we can use the submodalities of those universal experiences and move them into other areas of life. Let's say, for instance, that somebody was wanting to get started, wanting to get going on something, but wasn't able to do that. We could take the internal representation of that thing and change it into the same submodalities as those of a go light. Equally, if there's something that someone can't stop doing and they want to stop doing it, we take the internal representation of that behavior and put it into the submodalities of a red stoplight. Other universal experiences would be a belief that's totally true, like the sun's going to come up tomorrow, or it's good to breathe. We could also have the universal experience of a belief that's no longer true. That means something that you used to believe, but you don't believe it anymore. Like, I'm 5 years old, I go to school. Those would be beliefs which at one time were true for you, but now are no longer true. You'll be using those particular universal experiences later on this CD when we look at the submodality belief change process.